Today is the 19th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Here we are. Brand new, shiny, sparkly week out here in front of us. Look at that. We do this every week. Look at it's out there. We're going to live it. That's a chapter in the book of our lives that we're about to write. And that's going to happen through our thoughts and our words and our choices and our actions. And so it's all fresh. It's a brand new week. We get to do this 52 times in a year on our voyage through the Bible each year. And that seems like there's so many, but 52 times, 52 weeks, 52 times to reset and reflect. And we can really actually grow significantly if we just pay attention. So, grateful to be here with you today at the beginning of a brand new week. Today, Joshua, chapter 19, chapters 19 and 20. Read from the New Living Translation this week. The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hatzar Shual, Bala, Idsem, Eltolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Bet Markaboth, Hatzar Susa, Bet Lebeot, and Sharoen, 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimon, Ether, and Eshan, 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far as Be'alat Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocation of land came from part of what had been given to Judah because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an allocation within the territory of Judah. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Maralah, touching Jebusheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kisloth Tabor, and from there to Deborah, and up to Japhia. Then it continued east to Gath Hepher, Eth Katzin, and Rimon, and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtath El. The towns in these areas included Katah, Nahalal, Shimron, Adalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kusaloth, Shunem, Hepharaim, Shion, Anaharat, Ribith, Kishion, Ibez, Rimet, Enganim, Enhadah, and Bet Pezez. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shahazuma, and Bet Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included these towns: Helkath, Hali, Biten, Aksaf, Alamalek, Amad, and Mishal. The boundary on the west touched Carmel and Shior Libnat. Then it turned east toward Bet Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iftah El, going north to Bet Imak and Nael. It then continued north to Kabul, Abdon, Rehob, Hamon, Kenah, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah and the fortress of Tyre, where it turned toward Hosa and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mahabel, Aksib, Uma, Afek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Asher included these towns and their surrounding villages. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundary ran from Hilef, from the oak at Zaananim, and extended across to Adami, Nekeb, Jabneel, and as far as Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnot Tabor, then to Hukok, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south, the border of Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included in this territory were Zedim, Zer, Amat, Rekat, Kinneret, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, En-Hazor, Iron, Megdal El, Orem, Bet Anat, and Bet Shemesh. 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zorah, Eshtaol, Irshemesh, Shealban, Aijalon, Ithla, Ilon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltiket, Gibbethon, Baalat, Jehud, Bnei Barak, Gat Rimon, Mizarkon, Rekon, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation, for the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now, tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed Moses. Anyone who kills another person accidentally and unintentionally can run to one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from relatives seeking revenge for the person who was killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment. And he must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own home in the town from which he fled." The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali; Shechem, in the hill country of Ephraim; and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer, in the wilderness plain of the tribe of Reuben; Ramoth and Gilead, in the territory of the tribe of Gad; and Golan, in Bashan, in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites, as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly. Luke 19:28-48. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached a place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees among the crowds said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now it's too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build a rampart against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you." And Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifices. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." After that, he taught daily in the temple. The leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the other leaders of the people began planning how to kill him. But they could think of nothing, because all the people hung on every word he said. Psalm 88. For the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korah, a song to be sung to the tune, "The Suffering of Affliction," a psalm of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day, I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles, and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead, and I lie like a corpse in a grave. I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down. With wave after wave, you have engulfed me. You have driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I am in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears. Each day I beg for your help, O Lord. I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds of any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Can those in the grave declare your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? O Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day. O Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you turn your face from me? I have been sick and close to death since my youth. I stand helpless and desperate before your terrors. Your fierce anger has overwhelmed me. Your terrors have paralyzed me. They swirl around me like floodwaters all day long. They have engulfed me completely. You have taken away my companions and loved ones. Darkness is my closest friend. Proverbs 13:12-14. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. Father, we thank you for your word and for this brand new week. We are grateful. And this proverb today, it's a very, very popular, very well-known, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Give us hope, God. Heal our hearts, the wounds and the brokenness. Give us hope that we might carry on, walk forward intentionally in a straight line, little by little, step by step. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, your patience with us. Lead us into all truth, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, my name is Zach from California, and I'm just asking for prayers for a job opportunity. I've been hearing on here some other people also struggling with finding work. I'm in the middle of kind of switching into a different field, and I've been recommended by friends to this field, but it's to work with the trains in Philadelphia or in the Pennsylvania area, and right now there's not a lot of fiber wire, which is what they need for the tracks, and so every time I'm about to be hired, it keeps getting put on pause, and so I'm just asking for prayers that they're able to get this fiber and that they call me so I can go out there and work, because it's been a while and I'm just really ready to go out there and work. So yeah, please keep me in your prayers. Please pray for this job opportunity for me. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Jackie from the beautiful state of Oregon. This prayer is for me. I desperately need it. I'm trying to navigate retirement and illnesses that have been going on between me and my husband. The Lord has blessed us with resolution of some of it. But I'm beginning to have things that I've had several, I guess 8 years ago. They're panic attacks and they're horrible. I really need your support badly and your prayers. Please help me, as I don't want to end up in the hospital. I don't want to end up there. I've never been in a mental hospital and I don't want to be there. So I just need the Holy Spirit's strength to overcome these. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Ron in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Been listening since May of 2018. It's the first time I've actually called in. But my wife, Teresa, was told she needs to get a biopsy on her thyroid. She's quite scared. Her mom had thyroid cancer and passed away in 2005. So this is causing a lot of fear and anxiety. And I just ask for your prayers for peace and for healing for my wife, Teresa.
Hello, DAB family. This is Manasseh. I'm calling in from Abuja, Nigeria. I just want to appreciate Jill and Brian for the amazing work they're doing here. Jill and Brian, God bless you so much. The Lord bless you. The DAB has been of a tremendous blessing to me. Thank you so much. It's encouraging to have a community where we share our burdens together and then take them to God in prayer. And also have the Word of God read to us fresh every day. Thank you so much. Thank you. I pray the Lord increase your strength, increase your grace to do even more for Him in Jesus' name. I specifically want to pray for Titus too, who called in from Maryland. She and her husband are trusting God for the fruits of the womb. They are trying to conceive. She is trusting God for the grace to trust Him. So I pray in the name of Jesus for Titus too and her husband, that the Lord will give them the grace to continue to trust in His timing and even in His perfect plan for their lives in Jesus' name. Lord, your word says that the fruit of the womb is your reward. Lord, and children are your heritage. We pray and ask that in due season, you will remember them and visit them, and she will receive strength to conceive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you've answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. I love you all.
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Winnie B, who is going to have a hysterectomy done very soon and would like us to pray for her. Dear Jesus, we thank you for Winnie B's life. We thank you for how far she's come. We thank you for how you've preserved her life all this while. And Lord God, we thank you that you've used medical professionals to help her to come to this conclusion that hopefully will be to improve her quality of life. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father God, in your precious name, that you would help Winnie B to go through this surgery smoothly, that the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, and the entire medical team would have wisdom with regards to how to perform this hysterectomy, with how to care for her recovery afterwards, with how to navigate her needs for blood if necessary, and ultimately, Lord God, that your will would be done in Winnie B's life. I pray that you would provide Winnie B with a strong support system in this month where she will need to recover. God, that you would bring family, friends, and church family to come alongside Winnie B as she goes through this recovery process in the name of Jesus. And may your Holy Spirit, God, speak in and through her through this time. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening, my Daily Audio Bible family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all those that call and ask us to pray. This is your sister, Northeast Knee Bender. I want to pray and let you know that I have been praying for all your requests. There have been quite a few people, ladies calling, that they have lost their husbands recently. One lady lost her son. I lost my mom last year also. I was her caregiver. And I heard someone today, the 14th of April, because it is a very hard road when they have dementia. And that's what my mom had, Alzheimer's dementia. So I want you to know that I am praying for you. I feel your hurt. I know you're hurt. But God is the one that comforts us. And though the hurt will linger a little less, it never leaves us. I love you, my family, and I am praying for those of us that have lost loved ones. God bless you.